How could that be a bad bargain? Everything we have learned in Outliers says that success follows a predictable course. It's not the brightest who succeed. If it were, Chris Langan would be up there with Einstein. Nor is success simply the sum of the decisions and efforts we make on our own behalf. It is, rather, a gift. The successful are those who have been given opportunities and who have had the strength and presence of mind to seize them. For hockey and soccer players born in January, it's a better shot at making the All-Star team. For the Beatles, it was Hamburg. For Bill Gates, the lucky break was being born at the right time and getting the gift of a computer terminal in junior high. Joe Flom and the founders of Wachtell, Lipton, Rosen, and Katz got multiple breaks. They were born at the right time, with the right parents, and the right ethnicity, which allowed them to practice takeover law for 20 years before the rest of the legal world caught on. And what Korean Air did when it finally turned its operations around was to give its pilots the opportunity to escape the constraints of their cultural legacy. The lesson here is very simple, but it is striking how often it is overlooked. The myth of the best and the brightest and the self-made man suggests that in order to bring out the most in human potential, we need only identify those with promise, and our work is done. We look at Bill Gates and say, in a spirit of self-congratulation, our world allowed that 13-year-old to become a fabulously successful entrepreneur. But that's the wrong lesson. Our world allowed only one 13-year-old unlimited access to a time-sharing terminal in 1968. If a million teenagers had been given the same opportunity, how many more Microsofts would we have today? When we misunderstand or ignore the real lessons of success, we squander talent.